on the show tonight, we've got...
Every night was a battle.
You can lock this in, take it to the bank.
No class at all. It's unbelievable.
They should see a relatively quick turnaround.
Show me the money!
Big water slide, snow cone truck and everything.
One team stands alone.
Well, you know what I think about Troy.
I'm losing my mind over here.
We've got the moment you've all been waiting for.
Of course.
And now we're joined by Seattle Dragons quarterback Brandon Silver, a former guest of the show. For some odd reason, he decided to come back on the show. I don't know why, but he's back on the show tonight, and we couldn't be more thrilled to talk to him again. Brandon, first of all, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. I feel like every time I talk to y'all, I'm being done with another league. That's just, you know, being canceled. So it's crazy times every time I come on the show.
Disclaimer, we did not put him out of a job. We'll talk, like, let's just get right into that. I mean, you know, let's before we get to the out of the job part, I guess let's talk about the XFL and just this idea from, I guess it was 5-6 months ago when you got, I guess, drafted by them or are picked by them. What was it like for you as kind of the guy? I mean, they did a lot of advertising for you as obviously the starting QB. What was that like for you?
No, yeah, it was great. You know, I got done with Memphis, went with the Jets, got let go there, and then I was talking with a bunch of coaches, you know, in the off season, just about, you know, they wanted me to be their quarterback, and I ended up being in Seattle with Coach Jim Zorn. So, you know, it's crazy kind of recruitment. Like, they're calling me, and I found out 2 weeks before the draft I was going out there, so... you know, I enjoyed my time out there. I'm sure we'll hit on it a little bit later, but yeah, it was just kind of crazy 2 months before the draft started.
Was there any doubts? I mean, this was obviously a new league. It was, I mean, obviously XFL was around before, but not for a long period of time. And then just getting done with Memphis, was there any doubts in your mind of man, what am I getting myself into here? Or is it, you know, I gotta go play football someplace?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been since I've left Troy, it's been a crazy 2 years, but I'm still here. I'm still, you know, trying to play. I still enjoy it, so I'm going to keep on playing. But yeah, it was, you know, you go to the Lions League, and then you're like, you go to this league, and it's like, all right, are we going to go full with it? Are we going to have season two? Like, what are we going to have? And, you know, it just sucks with the corona. We didn't get to finish our league, but, you know, at least next year, you're still having another XFL season, so I mean, I'm excited for that.
What was the biggest, you know, difference that you saw, you know, between the two leagues?
I've been asked that question a lot, and I can't really answer it because they're both startup leagues. They're all going to have their ups and downs. Like, it's not the NFL, so it's kind of a, you know, you're just there really, and that's the slogan is. It's kind of cheesy, but you're really there for the love of football, and that was what the slogan was, and that's what you really play for when you're, you know, you're still trying to play, you know, football. It's really for the love of it.
You know, let's get into your time with the Dragons here. You, under a guy like Jim Zorn, what was it like to kind of, I mean, going from Memphis, you were learning under a pretty good head coach, and then you go to Jim Zorn. What's that tutelage been like between the two guys?
Well, Coach Singletary was a little bit more serious, and he was kind of, you know, a little bit scarier. So, but Coach Zorn was, you know, he's a funny dude. Just an old man. I just love being around, you know, being back in football. So, like, they're two different types of guys, obviously. One's a, you know, Hall of Fame linebacker. The other one's, you know, a quarterback. So, like, they're two different types of guys. But I enjoyed being out there. I enjoyed being the guy out there. You know, the season didn't go where we wanted it to go, but, you know, I enjoyed my time out there.
I guess the big thing for the XFL was, you know, all these rules that they were implementing, and you know, it was the out-of-the-box thinking that they were going to bring to the game of football. What did you think about getting interviewed on sidelines at some point in the game? I mean, what was all that like for you as a player?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, I got interviewed after throwing a pick 6. And, like, it wasn't my fault, but, like, I still had an answer to it. So, like, it was crazy. Like, a lot of guys got after touchdowns, they got interviewed. But me, I got interviewed after pick 6. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? Y'all come interview me after I throw a nice touchdown pass. But it wasn't like that.
What, I mean, did they tell you? I mean, my question is, I guess, did they, I mean, obviously they told you guys about the rules, but how were they, like, in the meetings leading up to these games, like, don't drop the F-bomb? Was it like, what, was there any preparation of saying?
None of them. They didn't say nothing. Like, everything, you knew you were mic'd, but like, it's football. Like, you're going to say whatever you want to say. That's on them if they want to bleep it out or not. So that's all on them. Like the first game, my buddy said the F-bomb coming off the sideline, my center. And like, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, that was on national television on ABC. Came out and said that word. So I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple of times. I mean, we watched it every week just about. And there was obviously some funny times between the interviews but for the other rules, I mean, the kickoff rule, you know, even down to the ball. What was the, if you can explain to some of our listeners, what was the difference for you as a quarterback between the two footballs? Because that was their big thing, is that even the football was different.
The only thing I had a problem with was the footballs were not, they weren't really good. I'll just tell you straight up. Everyone didn't like them. No one liked catching them, especially when they got wet in Seattle. It's, you know, raining every day. So, like, the ball's very slick. So, you know, hopefully they find out a way to get some, you know, a ball like an NFL ball. That's the best ball you could throw. Just throwing wise. So, I mean, ball sucks. Straight up with you, but I mean, you just gotta can't really worry about it.
What about, you know, obviously the extra points? There's no more kicks, and you know, you had to go for one, two, or three. Was there any kind of process in the decision making going on with, I mean, obviously depending on the case of where you're at in the football game, but what was that kind of like, getting to go for two, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we were going from two from the 5 yard line, so it's different from NFL. NFL, they're going from the two from the 2 yard line. And I don't know if I like that rule without the extra points, because like, you go score a touchdown, you have a big play, and you don't get the 2-point conversion from the five. That's already tough enough. You're like, oh damn, then get it. Like, instead of just running off the field, and you got that confidence of like, you just scored a touchdown. You know, I like the extra points just because it just keeps the confidence going. Because we weren't really good at the extra points, and like, you know, that kind of like, oh, we only got 6 points there instead of, you know, seven.
Seattle, I mean, there's an NFL team there. Were the fans, did they come out as well? Did they come out and support you guys as well as you thought they would?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Seattle, nothing's really going on in Seattle right now. They don't have an NBA team, and, you know, they're just a good sports town, and like, nothing was going on. So, I mean, our first game, we had 30,000 people. So we had a bunch of people. They loved us as a team. So it was good. I stayed downtown. Our team hotel was downtown. So I really walked everywhere in the downtown, which I've never done that in my life. So I thought that was pretty cool for me to do. Like I said, I grew up on the beach. So, you know, me walking around downtown area, I thought that was pretty sweet.
When the ruling came down, because XFL was one of the later leagues to finally say, okay, we're gonna cancel everything. What was that like in the locker room for you guys? And how did getting news like that about something that you couldn't control compared to last year with you being in the AFF and getting the news that the league was totally disbanding?
Yeah, that was a real big letdown last year. I mean, this was a letdown too, but like, at least like we had next year. Like last year, there was no next year. But I actually got sick in Houston last Friday night for the game, and I didn't go to the game. I didn't dress out, so I was quarantined. Really, they've just doing precaution with me all last week, so I wasn't around my teammate that got it actually. So
I got it.
Yeah, because I had heard that one of the teammates had tested positive for it.
Yeah, he tested positive. He started Tuesday. This past Tuesday, he started getting sick, and they tested everyone Thursday. So I'm guessing he's still out there. But I didn't go to practice all last week because I was getting over, you know, being sick. I didn't have no throat issues or nothing like that. So
yeah,
I was only sick for 2 days, so I was good with it. But it was just crazy. It's just crazy how it all ended up.
What's the contact been like? I mean, obviously with your teammates.
I still have a group message with my buddy. I'm in a group of like seven of us, and we talk every day. I mean, we got text message. We got an Instagram group. We got a Snapchat group. Same thing with, like, some of my Troy buddies. I still talk to my Troy buddies. I still got 10 of them. We have a group chat with 10 of us. So, like, you don't talk to everybody, obviously, but, like, you still remain in contact with, your closest ones.
I guess the other question I wanted to ask you was you scored the first touchdown in all of the XFL history when he caught the pass and was in the end zone. Was that something that crossed your mind at all?
No, I didn't go through my mind during the game. But like after the game, like when I saw it, like it was the first XFL touchdown. I thought that was pretty sweet. My family loved it. So, anytime they can brag on me, they're going to do that. So they thought that was pretty cool too.
Obviously, there was like a couple of Sun Belt players around the league and various teams. There was a couple of Troy guys. And again, you were stacked up against Jonathan Massaquoi, like you were in the AFF. Was there any difference between his play from the AFF to the XFL?
Oh, no, it was about the same. There's a bunch of dudes that, believe that they should be in the NFL still, and, a guy like that trying to get back. So it wasn't no slaps league. It was, a real professional league and a bunch of guys that played a lot of, a bunch of veterans that played in the league a lot of years.
What's kind of going on now? Obviously there's a lot of people around the world in the sports world and outside of the sports world that are, depending on what jobs they have, they're kind of sitting and waiting. What is something that, how do you kind of keep busy now?
Yeah, that's the whole deal. Like I said earlier, I've just got done golfing, so I'm just trying to keep busy, kind of get a little relaxed because, it's been a long few months. So just kind of relaxing and, just kind of waiting to see what's next. I couldn't tell you what's next, but I just know I'm going to stay in shape and, be on the golf course.
You're a couple years removed from Troy, or I'm sure you followed him a little bit last year. Is there any, from looking at this program outside, what do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing the team, that, we went 3 straight years of having 10 plus wins and then, kind of go back a little bit. And, I thought when they hired Chip that they were just going to keep going and keep going. So it was kind of disappointment, and I know they're disappointed too. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's just kind of, sucks that, you build something and then, it kind of goes down a little bit. But, hey, stuff happens. So, we have all faith in Coach Lindsey and his group. So, we'll see. They had a great offense last year. Didn't play much defense. So, they got to figure out something on defense.
Definitely. Well, Brandon, thank you for coming on the show tonight. And, It was fun to get to learn a little bit about the XFL from a player standpoint, and hopefully that the sporting world will start back up again here sooner than later, because a lot of us are twiddling our thumbs at this point. So, but thank you again, man, for coming on to the show.
Yeah, I'm ready for the NBA to start back up. This is going to be the first season that you don't know who's going to win the championship. So I'm ready for NBA to start back up, and a bunch of stuff happening in the NFL today, so that's at least something sports-like. So,
all right, man. Well, thank you so much again for coming on and talking to us tonight.
Yeah, anytime. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thomas here. You know the drill at this point. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Follow us on Twitter at the OG Bench Boys, because if you're not doing that already, why not? Come on. We got all the best Sun Belt content. We cover it like nobody else. We're here for you. Furthermore, if you got a friend who's like, oh, I'm into sports podcasts, but I don't know what to listen to, go ahead and recommend us to them. Tell them that they should come listen to us, because we got a whole backlog of stuff that needs to be listened to, and I know you've already listened to it. So share it with a friend, and go ahead and tell them to subscribe as well while you're at it. This is the part where normally Colin goes, hey, man, you got anything else? And I'd be like, no, I don't really have anything else. That's because I don't have anything else. I let him do the interview, so I'm going to take it from here. Y'all come on back.